AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Super Tuesday here. Matt and Patrick here. Patrick, have you gotten out and voted? You got your little sticker today, or did you vote early?
I voted this morning before I came into the station.
Aha. Well, I have, of course, got on out this morning. They moved my polling place. We used to be in Hopkins City Hall. Now they got us over at the Ice Pavilion. But I got to go over there this morning and do the super fun, the voting. It seemed I got there about 9, and it seemed like a lot of people had already gotten there. So by the, and hello, Republican Party. Yes, you can see that I did vote indeed Democrat. We've got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. I mean, and we'll talk a lot about, I'm going to talk this hour a lot about two particularly incredibly disappointing things that have happened. I will get to that here in just a second. But I do want to remind people we're going to be talking a lot about politics tonight. We are live with a special Super Tuesday coverage. Now, I'm going to be starting off here at 6 o'clock. We'll do the first hour here. We might actually have my guess is we'll actually have some results from some of the first states here early. And so we'll have an idea of maybe some of the East Coast states. I mean, my guess is they're going to call Vermont pretty quick for Bernie. I mean, I don't think that that's a – is it a mystery out there that's going to happen there? Probably Maine as well. But we'll have some results here. But then we're heading out to the Park Tavern. We are live at the Park Tavern. The Devil's Advocate radio guys are here in town. They're doing a live broadcast from the Park Tavern. We are going to be there from 7 till at least 11 or so. That's kind of the game plan. As soon as I'm done here, I'm heading out to Park Tavern myself. We'll be out there. All the results as they come in, we'll talk about how this plays out. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on here. And something that was there is a level of dishonesty when you get to how journalists cover a primary race. It's always this person. The reality is if you've got 7 people still running that have each of them got some delegates, the minute people start getting out of the race and handing delegates to other people, that's the minute that basically we're going to understand the race. And in the last 48 hours, we understand this race a lot better. And right now, I mean, I think that within the last 48 hours, you did see a turn that it's gone from Bernie Sanders probably being the front runner to Joe Biden being the front runner. But Bernie is close on his heels. I'll talk a little bit more about this as we get down through the show this afternoon. But I mean, it is going to be interesting because once again, it comes down to we don't have winner take all state primaries and caucuses. We just don't. We have a system where it's supposed to represent the Republicans do. I mean, they don't even want anyone challenging Trump. But we have a system here in place which is designed to split the delegates out and make sure we have a unique representation of the people that we're running. And it makes for an interesting convention. I mean, conventions used to be much more of an interesting affair. I mean, today, we just because of our 24-hour news cycles and really starting, I'd say, in the early 90s, we got to a point where the convention really was more of a coronation party. And really, we had an idea of who that was going to be the candidate, really by the end of March, maybe early April. I mean, occasionally we'd had those races where it went a little bit longer. But for the most part, you had a decent idea that someone was going to be the winner at that point. But back in the day, I mean, I was reading about James Garfield. Garfield, when he was nominated, what that entire process was like. And fascinating stuff. I mean, a bunch of white guys, let's be honest, a bunch of wealthy white guys getting into a room and screaming at each other with no air conditioning. And it was god awful hot in the middle of summer. And so, I mean, we hosted one up here at the old Minneapolis Exposition Hall. That's no longer there. It was on the right across the river, basically, right from Hennepin Avenue. If you went up there, there's a gorgeous building that used to be up there. It only lasted a little bit. But we hosted the Republican convention here. Of course, St. Paul hosted the Republicans a few years ago. But the reality is that the convention really is more of a coronation. We now know a lot more about who's going to win this. That's why it's going to be so important for you to tune in for us tonight. Now, you can come and join us. We'd love that. It's free. It's the Park Tavern. Bowling, great food. Seriously, the food, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Come on out. Enjoy. You can grab some food off the menu there and watch as the Devil's Advocate guys and us try to piece together what exactly is going on for Super Tuesday. Once again, that starts tonight at 7 p.m. I'm live here at 6. Then we go over to the Park Tavern from 7 to 11. Make sure you're with us on Super Tuesday right here on AM 950. Looking forward to seeing you out there tonight, okay? Oh, I did so want to. if you've seen my Twitter feed, I really did want to make a vote and put down a big vote for Marianne Williamson. Oh, Moonbeam herself. Oh, we'd have dream catchers everywhere. It would be magnificent. Unfortunately, I did not vote for Marianne Williamson. And to give you, make sure we understand each other correctly, I would still vote for Marianne Williamson a lot faster than I vote for Tulsi Gabbard. That being said, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for because that is my entire thing. You go on out and go educate yourself and you vote for yourself. Patrick, I don't think it's my job. I mean, I know a lot of people that do jobs like this feel it's their job to tell you who to vote for. Here's one thing I'll say, and Patrick, I think you're on board with me, right? This, I don't care. Bernie, Joe, Elizabeth, Mike Bloomberg, I will vote for any of them because the dumpster fire that's in the White House right now has to go. Absolutely. You on board with that?
Absolutely on board with that.
Why is Mike Lindell the pool guy in the studio? If you're watching us on the Facebook feed, I've got a friend with me today. Oh, it's Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. Why do we have the cutout of him in here?
Well, it's kind of a running joke around the station. He just kind of hangs out in one of the offices. Well, today, the first half of Brett's show was pre-recorded, so I thought, hey, I'll put Mike Lindell in to stand in for him while we're waiting for the second half of the show to come on when Brett was going to be live, except that backfired on me because I didn't realize the Facebook feed didn't start until 2:30.
Well, it's a delight to have him back in here. You know, every time I'm in here with the cutout of Mike Lindell, I get to grope him. Progressive values. Where does it hurt, Mike? Where can I put the pillow? My hand's the pillow. Tell me where to put it, Mike. Anyway, I'll be violating Mike Lindell's cutout here a little bit later on. If you want to watch me do that, it's radio for your eyes. Just go to Facebook. It's AM 950 Radio as well as Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show on Facebook. You can follow us there. All right. I've gotten the pleasantries out of the way. I've got the niceness out. I've got to talk about one of the dumbest things. I am. They're stupid, and then they're just plain stupid. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon said Tuesday that a staff person in his office erroneously linked a partisan website to the state's online poll finder that helps voters find their polling places. And what he called a serious lapse of judgment. Well, actually, let me read. This is the statement from this Secretary of State Steve Simon today issued a statement about issues with the office's poll finder tool. As many are now aware, our online poll finder was inaccessible for a period of time earlier today. We have now restored service to that tool. We have no evidence that Minnesota's voting systems were hacked or otherwise interfered with in any way. Our policy is in the event of a technical issues is that voters are redirected to find their information via the designated backup, Google's nonpartisan voting information project. In an urgent attempt to restore service, a staff person diverged from our emergency plan and in a serious lapse of judgment linked to a partisan website that contained polling place information. The moment this error was discovered, we corrected the link. The link in question was active for approximately 17 minutes. Anyone who knows me knows that I place the highest possible value of nonpartisanship on this office, and I deeply regret this error. Every Minnesota voter deserves a voting experience free of partisan influence, and I'm committed to providing exactly that. My office will provide any updates as they are needed. Given the events of the day, I've chose not to attend scheduled activities at the legislature this afternoon. Instead, I'll be working close with staff in our office to make sure the rest of our day goes smoothly and we can reliably report results this evening. That's the statement he put out. Back to the Star Tribune story. In what he called a serious lapse of judgment, Simon said that he, after incurring capacity problems in the official website, some voters were temporarily redirected to the webpage of boldprogressives.org, a progressive organization that was backed Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren. He said the link was active for about 17 minutes. The Senate Committee on State Government Elections immediately scheduled a hearing to question Simon later in the day as voters continued to cast ballots throughout the state. State Representative Jim Nash, Republican from Oconia, the top Republican in the House Subcommittee on Elections, issued a statement criticizing Simon, who is charged with protecting election integrity and security, redirecting Minnesota voters to a partisan organization that endorses candidates and collects voter information, shows an astonishing lack of judgment by the Secretary of State's office. Nash said, "While I appreciate the preparation Secretary Simon has made to ensure voters can find their polling place in the event of a state website is overloaded, this organization is an appropriate source for our elections office to be utilizing." They've even actually implied that there might be charges filed against Secretary of State Simon. I don't know who this kid is. I don't know who this person is in this office who decided on a whim to link to a partisan website on the poll fighter for the official Secretary of State. But I want to step back for a quick moment here and make sure you understand the state that we live in right now and how the media in this state reacts, okay? So whatever, kid, dude, you know, whoever it was, intern, whoever the idiot was in the Secretary of State's office who did this, sit down, shut up, and listen for a second, all right? Because don't you dare jeopardize one of the best politicians we have in the state, Secretary of State, with your own stupidity. Listen to me. The Speaker of the House had credit card debt forgiven by a law firm that had a lobbying wing, and the media in this town goes, ho-hum. Guess that's not a news story. Hey. The Republican Speaker of the House had a mute button put into the House of Representatives. A mute button. To which he said, no, I didn't. Even though we have pictures of the mute button. And the media in this town goes, hey. He said it wasn't, so I guess we're going to agree to disagree if there's just a picture. I guess there's no news story there. You had Republicans come in for Gun Day talking about how they wanted to kick all the Democrats to the curb, stomp on them, and run over them a few times. Then, in a lame attempt to cover up their call for violence against Democrats, they basically said, oh, I was just talking about the bill, even though the video footage clearly shows him talking about killing Democrats. The media in this town, hey, well, I don't think there's anything bad going on over there. You actually had a House rep physically and verbally threaten Representative Jamie Becker Finn on the House floor. You actually had this happen. You actually had this happen. A staff member had to separate this raging Republican from doing any violence to a sitting representative. Well, I guess they were having a little bit of a tussle. Did the media in this town cover that? No, not in the least bit. For God's sakes, you got Mary Kiffmeyer up there holding up election security funding. And everyone's like, you know, where there's a serious threat to the state of Minnesota, media doesn't care because it's a Republican. And Republicans, remember, Republicans always get the benefit of the doubt with the media in this town because they're selling to big corporations. Many of them will give money to Republicans. Henceforth, they want the news to basically not make the guys who are buying the ads feel bad. That's why. Meanwhile, 12 people show up at the mayor of Minneapolis's office and major outrage as violent Republicans shout down the mayor in his office. You know, 20,000 people show up in St. Paul to protest for something on the Democratic side. And you know, you'll find the coverage of that backed by the jumble. The point I am making is this. You have a wildly biased media in this town because they basically can't get their knee pads on fast enough to go get that Republican conservative big corporate dollar so they can run the ads in their media. They basically ignore Republican stories and inflate Democratic stories. That's how it is. That it is. So anything that makes the Democrats look bad or Republicans look good, they inflate. Anything that makes Republicans look bad and Democrats look good, they basically hide. That is the way they do things. And of course, the Republicans themselves will be their primary people screaming about this. Okay? Okay. You doing this. Holy God. What freaking Pandora's box did you foolishly open up here? Because I can tell you what, when we come on back, I'm going to take a break here. When I come on back, we are going to go through the next 2 years thanks to your 17 minutes of foolishness that you didn't grab the book that tells you what to do, that you made a call because I'm a big Elizabeth Warren fan and Elizabeth Warren's page has this. And you screwed up badly. I will explain more when I do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, Alex of Better Futures Minnesota. Does your business or organization need janitorial services, lawn care, or snow services? Obtain a free, no-obligation estimate from Better Futures Minnesota when you mention that you heard about us on AM 950. Our supervised, hardworking, and affordable crews will handle your interior and exterior building and property maintenance needs while you help men in your community transform their lives and walk on a positive path to success. It's a win-win. To learn more, go to betterfuturesminnesota.com under business services.
Hi, I'm Frank Brown, owner of the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota.
Do you work with political campaigns?
Yes, we have years of experience helping campaigns.
Do you print buttons for political campaigns?
Yes, we print everything.
Do you print rally signs?
Yes, we print everything.
Do you print T-shirts?
Yes, we print everything. Choose the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota for all your political campaign needs. Learn more at mpuptown.com. Minuteman Press Uptown. We print everything.
Food nourishes us. We need food to live. But how are we nourishing the food system? Well, actually, we're throwing a bunch of chemicals and we're making the dirt dead and then we're adding nitrates to the water and we're causing dead zones in the ocean. Oh, and we're also causing climate change. We do that with every bite we eat. But we can create something different. We can switch to a regenerative system. And that's what we talk about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to Food Freedom Radio Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years' experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Tell you what, I'll get back to this story here in a second. Gary is on the phone. I don't want him to hold too much longer. Hey, Gary. Gary, you there? Do we have Gary or no? No, we don't have Gary. All right, 952-946-6205. Give a call back, Gary. All right, so guy calls in and says, hey, Matt, you're being too harsh on this kid. Am I? Am I? Have you been paying attention to the other side of the political aisle here at all for the last 20 years? Have you been paying attention? The people that can turn Hillary's emails into a rallying cry that basically that there is nothing that these people can't turn into. I mean, they will always inflate everything. There are already people calling for, you know, criminal charges against possibly breaking the law. You know, they're not calling for charges. They're being saying that Steve Simon might have broken the law with this because it is his office and he is the top of the heap. So do not come back at me, because let me give you an example of what the next 2 years are going to be like. First of all, every Republican hearing is going to be about, what did Steve Simon know and when did he know it? Was this a plot? Was this a ploy? How many people were involved? It sounds like the entire office was just trying to get everyone to vote for Elizabeth Warren. Oh, how can he violate the sanctity and harmonious nature of the Secretary of State's office? How dare he? You know it as well as I do. You know it as well as I do. And their Republicans are not going to listen to a damn word he has to say. I mean, his response today is actually very upright. You know, nope, this wasn't hacked. This was just a stupid mistake by someone on staff. And we fixed it as soon as we knew it. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's about making hay. For God's sakes, these same Republicans were determined to open up Keith Ellison's divorce hearings because they knew he was guilty of stuff in there. And then they opened it up, and the person you found out that was actually had some issues was his ex-wife. And then they all basically ran away from it. Of course they are going to try to make this into hay out of this. What are you thinking? I'm being too hard on this person. Dear God, Steve Simon is one of the best politicians I've ever seen in my life. And now I already know what the entire campaign against him is going to be. I guarantee you, when I'm Secretary of State as Johnny Republican here, I guarantee you we won't have any poll finder accidental, and they'll do the air quotes, accidental links to Elizabeth Warren's page. This is one of the most decent human beings I've ever met in my life. This is one of the most straightforward, honest human beings I've ever met in my entire life. This is such a monumental stupidity, I can't even comprehend it. Because, it's like I said, we had a policy in place. This is just some dead man, you know. When I was on Elizabeth Warren's side, there was a really cool thing about polls there. And he did not, whoever it was, they should not have been working in the Secretary of State's office. Because they didn't kind of immediately say, well, I better not put that there because that's for a political candidate. No, I am not overreacting. And this could end up costing Steve Simon his seat, his office. Because the Republicans are, I guarantee you, there's meetings going on right now. How can they hurt the Secretary of State's office? Mary Kiffmeyer, I'm shocked that Mary Kiffmeyer hasn't come down here saying, I'm anointing myself the new Secretary of State, and everyone can praise me now. I'm surprised that hasn't happened. Don't come back at me and say, Matt, you're being a little too harsh. No! Do you know the world that we are living in right now? This person, whoever this person is, here's the only way you can make this right. I want you at the state capitol for every freaking hearing that involves elections, election spending, the Secretary of State's office, every single one of them. And that the minute that they all of a sudden start talking about how Steve Simon violated his office, you are to stand up, walk up to the podium, talk to them and say, I was the person that screwed up. Secretary Simon had nothing to do with it. It was my mistake. And ruin every soundbite they're going to. And basically make sure that every time anyone brings this up, that you basically are there saying, no, yeah, that was my mistake. I screwed this up. This was my bad. That is about the only thing you can do to try to make this good. And that's 2 years of you getting berated and yelled at and being screamed at, people saying, you're saying he had nothing to do with it. But we all on the Republican side know already that he was guilty. We know it. We know it. So why don't you just be honest with you? I mean, these are the same people that have hounded a family of a person who was killed on a mugging and turned it into some sort of grand conspiracy. These are the same people that talked about a child sex ring being kept in the basement of a pizza place that didn't have a base. basement. And only when someone started shooting the place up did they all say, well, I don't, even though I had it plastered all over my Facebook feeds and Twitter feeds, which I've now quickly deleted, I never said it was real. I just was saying, well, this is an interesting thought. I never said it was actual legit. Don't you dare come back at me and say, this is overreacting. Dear God. I would feel the same way if this was Julie Blaha, the auditor, or if it was Tim Walz or Peggy Flanagan. If anyone in their office made this, I would be furious because we have got such good leadership. And it's just stupidity like this that ends up getting people out of office. Steve Simon doesn't deserve this, and he sure as heck doesn't have to deserve to have his integrity questioned, which he will for the next 2 years. He will. No, I am not going to back off this. And if you want to think to yourself, well, this isn't that bad. My God, have you seen the Republican Party today? Have you seen where these people are at? Please. Let's see. Gary, we got Gary now. Let's bring Gary on in. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Garrett.
Yeah, man, too bad we can't all be moralistic and righteous like the Republicans are. But,
that was sarcasm.
I've lost track of the country's debts and deficits and the Republican debt deficits they've given us over the years, and they'll be crying about it again if we get a Democrat in there. Hopefully we will. Any Democrat, I agree with you, Matt, but Bloomberg, he said something about he's willing to sacrifice his own self and get rid of the Trump tax cuts, the party of Trump, and 5% surtax on $5 million a year. I don't think that goes near far enough for me, but I'll take it if I have to.
Yeah, well, Gary, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. No, Bloomberg is an interesting cat because he has said that he's going to stay in and he's looking for a contested convention. My guess is he's not going to have enough delegates after tonight to consider that. But if he is honest and he's willing to basically give us the money that, you know, and just do the ads where he just pisses off Trump. Oh, just keep doing that because clearly Trump hates him. And so he knows how to get under his skin. So I'm all good with that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We're going to take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. And
I'm so disconnected. I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. I've been telling you about Snap Construction, the company AM950 trusts for all roofing and siding needs. Now that spring is here and summer is around the corner, now is a great time to find out why AM950 trusts Snap Construction. Ryan, the owner, and his team at Snap Construction have been great to work with, and they have enjoyed working with our listeners.
Hi, this is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners at AM950. What a great group of people and a great radio station. I personally want to thank all the listeners that we've had the opportunity to work with. At Snap Construction, we look forward to working with many more of you when it comes to your roofing, siding, windows, and insulation. Don't just take Chad's word for it. Google Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the Twin Cities Metro. We led this community with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate. Call today, 612-333-SNAP, 612-333-SNAP, or visit us online, snapconstruction.com.
With the warmer weather coming, it's time to get that new Toyota vehicle you've wanted at Rudy Luther Toyota. Everyone loves the RAV4, and Rudy Luther has both, the hot-selling 2020 RAV4 and the wildly popular RAV4 Hybrid. Both have inspiring design, intuitive technology, and smart style, and Rudy Luther has 250 available. And test drive the completely redesigned Highlander. Discover more quality for family time with the refined interior and the striking exterior. Stop by Rudy Luther Toyota today, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Schroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Wow. Mike and Dom here from the Devil's Advocate Show. A sighting of them. Reminder, once again, we are live tonight over at the Park Tavern, 7 to about 11 or so. So stop on by. It's free to get on in and watch the show. We'll have all the Super Tuesday results for you. And it's Park Tavern. The food there is phenomenal. So stop on out. Enjoy that tonight with the Devil's Advocate guys in town from Milwaukee for their show tonight. 952-946-6205. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the Week. Hazel's Northeast. Fantastic. Well, you're going to be up early tomorrow. I guarantee you I'm going to be up early tomorrow. Stop on by for their breakfast. Of course, great lunch and dinner, too. 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. It is of Hazel's Northeast, the elocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. You know, the playing field is so unbelievably lopsided when it comes to Democrats versus Republicans in this city and in this state. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. And, you know, there's if you want to advocate for something like this and do this, do it in your private life. You can do that. It's one of the things I was talking about with the Vikings a few weeks back when we were talking about the Minnesota Vikings and back when Red McCombs was the owner and they're showing up at Republican events, not as regular citizens, but as Minnesota Vikings official members. You know, you want to do something like that, do it in your own life. But, you know, the more damage you can do by basically, you know, I don't know. The only thing I say is I hope this wasn't intentional. I hope this wasn't someone like, I'm going to get Elizabeth Warren one or two more votes. I hope it wasn't. But if you haven't figured out, Steve Simon is, I think, an outstanding politician. And, you know, the fact that this is he's going to have to deal with this now for 2 years. 2 years he's going to have to deal with this. Can't wait for the first Mary Kiffmeyer in the Senate hearing where they're talking about, well, can you please give him the funding? Well, is the funding for him to have links to Elizabeth Warren's webpage? And yeah, you're right. It's frustrating. It's, yeah, but thanks to this person, that door has now been open. And it does not, we can't overlook the point that Republicans are kind of dumb. From Bluestem Prairie, column by Senator Gary Dahms, D-A-H-M. He's a Republican from Redwood Falls. It was published in the Montevideo American News. It makes us wonder, though, if you have his memory's okay. Because he doesn't seem to remember who was in charge of the legislature in 2015-2016. Dom writes, in 2016, the DFL legislature decided to switch from the party caucus system because of the record turnout. Of course, the number of people participating was encouraging, but it resulted in a multitude of complaints about the unwieldiness of the system and the unpleasantly long wait times to participate in basic democracy. Okay. Representative Kurt Dowd was the Speaker of the Minnesota House in 2016, according to the Bluestem Prairie. This is good. According to the Minnesota Legislative Research Library. So apparently you can – let's go see in 2016. The Speaker of the House was actually the Republican. So the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives. The Senate was held by Tom Bach, Republican light, DFL from Cook. To be sure, the Senate presided presidential primary bill was introduced first in the upper DFL-controlled chamber on February 21st. However, the bill's five authors and co-authors were a bipartisan crew, including Senate Minority Leader David Hahn and Assistant Minority Leader Warren Limmer. The chief author was the companion bill in the Republican-controlled House. Well, later was Tim Sanders, Republican of Blaine. The other authors were DFLers. Dahms voted against the Senate version of the bill, but later changed his vote for the bill as amended by the House. Yes, once upon a time, the Minnesota, before there was current divided session, the Minnesota legislature was divided. Who knew? Apparently not Senator Dahms. And this, by the way, just is this latest example. Remember, we had the same problem when it came down to the approval of the the football stadium, and that the Republicans were all screaming, "They're the Democrats." Well, the Republicans were kind of in charge. They did it too. So Doms goes on to say his column published by the Montevideo American News in 2019, Senate Republicans decided to tighten the laws and pass legislation to make the collected data less public. Any breach of confidentiality is illegal. The DFL-led House of Representatives passed the bill, and Governor Walz signed it into law. That's somewhat different account than what told in voter data from Minnesota's 2020 presidential primary will be given to the state's major parties and only political parties by Peter Callahan. This was in MinnPost. And he goes on to say all political parties will get the data. Now, once again, if you voted today, your name, your address, and what party you picked, not your vote, but just what party you picked, will go to all the political parties, the DFL, the Republicans, and the two legalized weed parties. Yeah. if anything just screams Minnesota, it's the fact that we don't have just one legalized weed party. We have two of them. But what are those meetings like? Hey, is it like Monty Python and the Holy Grail or Meaning of Life, where it's like, we're not those guys over there? Or that was not Meaning of Life. What's the one with the story of Brian, Life of Brian? That's who I'm thinking of. Thank you. Is it like Life of Brian? That's the weed legalization front. We're the front for legalization of weed. We hate those guys. Or was it more like, we did, man. We hate those guys. Something like that. Anyway, it's one of the two. One side likes the Funyuns. The other one likes the Bugles. You know, you're never going to please everybody. All political parties will get the data, said State Senate Government and Elections Committee Chair Mary Kiffmeyer, big leg. They said that the bill was agreed to by the House and Senate negotiators in late May. This is a political party issue, so we accommodated everyone to the best of our ability. You can read the rest of that at MinnPost. So basically, he doesn't seem to remember in 2016 that the changes were made by both the Republicans and the Democrats. He also seems to think that there's some phantom bill that's been passed that doesn't allow people to see this data. Well, they have. That data is basically released to the public, to political parties. And it will be interesting to see what happens with it. I mean, a lot of people are watching the Republican Party. The Republicans wanted this because they want to know, they're going to scour these databases for any journalist or any priest or anything like that, because I'm going to guess they're going to try to blackmail or badmouth. I don't know what they're going to try to do. But that's kind of the fear. I think that, you know, the idea of delivering this kind of information to the public is a bad idea. So, but someone needs to. Can we see if Gary Doms is okay, the senator? Senator, are you okay? You remember stuff? You don't seem to have you don't seem to be remembering things too well, or you're just kind of pulling it out of your butt. It's one of the two. All right, so we're going to have our first brush. I mean, if you didn't see the news today on coronavirus, we're up past 100 cases now. We have a case in New York, a second case in New York, which has been passed within the community, which is a little concerning. Many other states, I think Georgia now has Georgia, Florida, Nebraska is now reporting that they have some cases. And, of course, the worst area right now is up in Washington State, where they've already had six people pass away. Sounds like the case there was that people were sick and they just didn't realize how serious it was. But we might actually have a carrier coming into the state of Minnesota. And I actually think we should shut down the border, because I don't think it's safe to have this person come into town. Here's the story. A student whose classmates met and shook hands with Vice President Mike Pence has reportedly been put under quarantine after his mom came into contact with a patient who tested positive for coronavirus. The unnamed male student from Sarasota Military Academy and his mother have both been quarantined at home, according to the post of the Academy's Facebook page. The Herald Tribune reported that the mother came in contact with an infected person through her professional role, but neither of the two are exhibiting any symptoms of the coronavirus. On Friday, Sarasota cadets shook hands and posed with photos with Pence, who was in Sarasota for a fundraiser. The Pentagon has said they have been in touch with the school about the student. Last week, Trump tapped Pence to lead the administration's coronavirus task force. Maybe they just misunderstand the concept of what the task force is. Your job is not to go get coronavirus. I mean, does anyone understand? It's not like you're doing a White Castle run late on a Friday night, you know? It's not what you're supposed to do. But does anything epitomize the incompetency of this administration? That the vice president was out just shaking hands with people who within this contact. This is going to get so bad. I mean, right now, the whole point of the thing, if you missed today, the Dow Jones was back down 800 points. The Fed dropped their rates by 0.5. Most people looked at that as a sign that they don't really think that the economy is doing that well. So they're trying desperately to get people to invest into it. The Treasury bond, the 10-year Treasury bond is under 1% return. God, it's never been that low. It's never been that low. That is basically people feeling there's going to be minimal growth for an extended period of time in the United States of America. And so it's things are not doing well there. People are anticipating, a lot of people staying at home or being quarantined or, a real change in things. A lot of people are expecting people not to be spending money, which is, once again, this economy is built on consumerism. And so here you have a president and a White House where the only goal, their only major objective is basically to try to get the stock market back up to, pat Trump on the head levels. Isn't he doing great? And the reality is that not only is that not going to happen, because I wrote about this on the blog, that, there's no there. The economy, there's nothing to help stop this fall. And right now it's you're pushing, you're calling in every bet to try to get everyone to buy as much as possible. The reality is that stock market's going to go down. It's going to go down quite a bit more in my mind. But the reality is that they're not concerning themselves with actually stopping the disease. And proof of that is that you would think to yourself, oh, we have a major infection. We're not quite sure how bad it is in the United States. Maybe we should limit the president, the Speaker of the House, the Vice President, Chief of Staff, the Attorney General, maybe we should limit their public appearances to prevent them from, shaking some cadet's hand who might have the coronavirus and might give it to the Vice President of the United States. You see, they just have no clue. They have no idea. And everything that they are doing right now is about trying to get things back to where they can go to their rallies and scream about how bad Democrats are and look at their and say, isn't the stock market great? And the reality is I don't think any of that world's coming back. But, this is what we have to deal with. And should we stop Pence from coming in? I think we should stop Pence from coming in. Mike, I think we need to put you on quarantine, dude. And don't worry, we're not going to put you in with Trump. We'll put you back in the vice president's residence, wherever that is. Is that Kalamazoo? Kalamazoo. We'll put you in Kalamazoo. You can stay there, enjoy, get some cheese. Netflix is awesome, dude. Seriously, Netflix is great. Altered Carbon season 2. Have you been watching Altered Carbon season 2? Oh my God, Anthony Mackie is so good in that. He is so good in that. I'm enjoying that. Anyway, just sit back, relax, let it run its course. Hopefully you'll be fine. Hopefully you'll be fine. Just don't come to Minneapolis. Seriously. Don't come here. Don't come. No. Bye. Bye. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When I do return, I want to broach something that was brought up at the end of yesterday's show by Jennifer in Stillwater. And, I'm not happy about this either. I'll get to that in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Stop in at Next Chapter Booksellers to find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. They also have lots of opportunities to meet authors like Jacob Tobiah on Wednesday, March 4th at 7 p.m. Tobiah has quickly established himself as a breakout voice for the non-binary, genderqueer, and trans communities. Tobiah's nuanced, glitter-encrusted memoir, Sissy, tells us about their contemporary experience of gender nonconformity. That's Next Chapter Booksellers, located south of 94, across from McAllister, and at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station. Located just south of downtown Minneapolis, the Blaisdell is the perfect venue for your next event. The Blaisdell is a fresh, modern, newly remodeled historic mansion with spaces that can accommodate groups of 25 to 700. While perfect for weddings, the Blaisdell also includes rooms with high-tech audio and video equipment for your company's next gathering. So whether it's a dream wedding or impressing colleagues and clients, choose the Blaisdell as your next event venue. Select dates are still available. More at theblaisdell.com.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Interesting. There are people, a lot of people saying that Steve Simon, making the comments there, Steve Simon says, honest guy as you'll ever meet, he'll survive this. I think he will, too. It just is that this is he doesn't need to be dealing with this. I mean, he Steve Simon does not need to be dealing with this level of crazy. He just doesn't need to. And also, I should mention the person commenting, I think that the coronavirus is already here in Minnesota. I do, too. The fact that it was in Washington State for as long as it was and no one really knew or really cared and took it seriously, and the fact that now it's showing up everywhere, I think it's pretty clear that it's everywhere at this point. So, wash your hands, try not to touch your face, and, if you're sick, don't be around other people. If you're sick, don't be around other people. I mean, that's an important thing. So yesterday on this show, I was talking about in the southeastern United States, and it should be understood that there are a lot of Bernie supporters who are frustrated, and they're frustrated because what is happening is the things are not going like they thought it was going to. And there, to a point, I have to admit, I am a little stumped here because it almost feels like, okay, you guys went through 2016. Did you not remember what happened in 2016? The Russians tried to, the Russians did convince you guys. I mean, they did. I mean, they brainwashed. If Bernie was the nominee, they would have done the same thing to Clinton supporters. They were very successful. They were very successful at brainwashing people. And we never thought about our social media being used as a weapon. And even the Russians didn't think they were going to get away with it. They were actually getting on a war footing. They thought they might end up being in a war with the United States. But Trump ends up winning, and everyone basically just kind of shrugs their shoulders. But there were some things that happened. And once again, I have reiterated again, I have done the math. I have done the numbers. Bernie's problem last year wasn't – in 2016 wasn't superdelegates. Bernie's problem was he did not take the southeastern United States seriously. And regardless of whether or not you think the southeastern United States matters, it does. When this whole process began, we had primaries across. We have primaries in Wyoming. They don't generally vote for the Democrats. We have primaries in Idaho. They generally don't vote with the Democrats. But this is how you get a representative, a political candidate who represents the country, is the country's choice. And Bernie kept it pretty close in a lot of states, but he got so blown out in the southeastern United States that the regular delegate count, not the superdelegates, the regular delegate count cost him the nomination. And so you'd say to yourself a few things that, okay, there were some lessons to be learned. And I thought to myself, okay, he's going to be a formidable opponent here. But I got to tell you the truth. There are some things here that have been happening that make me just kind of wonder once again, did you guys not pay attention the last time? First of all, this idea when we started with Iowa and you started getting the people was like, well, what do you mean Buttigieg is going to get a lot of delegates and these people? There was almost less. You guys understand it's not a winner-take-all system, right? And not all Bernie supporters were like that by any means. Most Bernie sort of supporters knew. But I started hearing people saying, that's so unfair. What do you mean that Bernie has to, this person has some and this person has some? And that, which was then reiterated in New Hampshire, is like, well, Bernie, since he dominated so bad, he should just take the whole states. Like, no, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. And why I never at any point sort of said to myself, well, yeah, Bernie's a shoo-in because, you know, he's got the first three states are looking really good. I always said, watch South Carolina. South Carolina is a little bit more of a tricky wicket for this. And this is generally, if we've seen in the last few presidential elections, South Carolina comes into play, and that's all of a sudden changes a lot of things. In the last 48 hours, and by the way, I also will say, I've been screaming at Bernie supporters, why are you guys being so mean? Now, it's once again, it's mainly the people online. It's not the people in public. People in public seem very congenial, very nice. But the people online are just these mean people. I said, you eventually are going to need to get these people to back you up, because when Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar and Tom Steyer and the rest of these guys withdraw from the race, they're going to pledge their support to someone. And the guy that's been calling them a loser, they're not good, they're basically everything bad about America today, that's not going to be the person that they're going to run up there to give their delegates to. Last 48 hours, it's been tough, because all of a sudden you've gone from Bernie being the front runner to now Biden by 538's call is slightly the front runner. But even 538 says we don't know where this is going to go. We don't know. But it's been tough, because all of a sudden, where Bernie supporters had convinced themselves, the rest were out there saying, you guys get on board. And if Bernie's the nominee, once again, gladly vote for him. I will gladly vote for Bernie Sanders if he's the nominee. The fact that now all of a sudden this is becoming a much tighter race and that they might not actually win is becoming very hard for them. But for God's sakes, do not repeat one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard anyone say. This was in 2016, and yesterday Jennifer from Stillwater said it again. The Southeast states shouldn't matter. That's just the Confederacy. It doesn't matter what you do or don't like. These were the rules that were put out when you started playing the game. It's not a buffet. You don't get to pick and choose. And he did not compete in 2016. And right now, he's not looking too good in the southeastern United States. And if he gets blown out in those states, that's going to be very difficult to overcome. And I would love to get Jennifer in Stillwater on my radio show. I want her in studio with me. And we're going to call the Democratic Party of Alabama. We're going to call the Democratic Party of Mississippi with her. And I'm going to let her tell them that they don't matter. That as far as Democrats go, they don't matter. That their African-American vote do not matter. Because I can tell you right now, if you do that, or you think you're having trouble with the African-American vote for Bernie Sanders now, holy cow. You guys cannot make the same mistakes again. And already there are a few of them out there saying, if it's Joe Biden, I'd rather have Trump. No, you wouldn't. Nope, that's not a real person. Nope. Concentration camps in the United States? No. I am not going to buy that. I am not going to buy that. I do want to apologize to Shay and Brad, because I'm not going to have time to get calls here today, this afternoon, because once again, we got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. But I just want to say this. Joe Biden is doing well. He's got a lot of endorsements at this point, and he's got a lot of delegates, and he now actually has the delegate lead. It'll be interesting to see what happens after tonight. But the reality is Bernie's not out of this. But instead of sitting there and having a pity party or saying large swaths of the United States shouldn't be counted because you don't like how they vote, well, that's not what we need here. All right, so we've got Democracy Now! Coming up next. We are going to be live starting at 6 o'clock, Super Tuesday coverage. I'll be in studio here 7 o'clock. Go to the Park Tavern. We'll be out there, the 11th frame. The Devil's Advocate guys, got Mike and Dom, they're here in town. We will be live out there starting at 7 o'clock. We will see you there for all the Super Tuesday results. Until then, see ya.